of Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter. Mm-mm. I thank God for the spirit that is in the house this morning, because that spirit does not abide in this wooden furniture that we have. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can try to hold it, but you just can't hold when God has done something in your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is always worthy of the praises. Hallelujah, Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 31, beginning at verse 1. The Bible reads this morning, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible reads, and Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, the Lord have said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee. And thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that do go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Supporting scripture, Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And supporting scripture, Psalms 34 and 1, that you've already heard in your hearing, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to speak from the thought or the theme, God never takes a vacation. God never takes a vacation. It seemed like it was just a few yesterdays ago and it was Christmas. And now all of a sudden we are making preparations to celebrate what we call Independence Day, July the 4th. And this particular time of year is when our businesses and our factories, they stop production to allow a time for what we call vacation, so that we can rest and relax and take a break from the everyday routine of life. Sleep late, eat often, and just catnap here and there. That's what vacation is all about, just taking a break from things. It's good to get away and to leave everything all behind. Sometimes we can't get away. Maybe we can't afford to go away from home, but you can learn how to sort of incorporate vacation in the household. Just to sort of change up the way you do things. Get out of the same old routine and do something a little bit different. If you've been eating breakfast at a certain time, eat a little bit later, or go out for breakfast and stay in for lunch. Whatever you need to do to make it interesting or make it worthwhile to you. Everybody need a break sometime. And that is our mindset. That is our mindset. We look forward to the next time that we can get a break. And when we get that break and you get back and people will say, how was your vacation? And many of them would reply, it wasn't long enough. But I found that many times when you go on vacation, you have a good time and you're excited about being wherever you are, even if it's at home or sharing with family and friends. But at some point, you get to a place where I feel like it's time to go home. Isn't it amazing how something about home, when you're at home, you feel like everything is going to be all right. And when you're there and you're waiting on that time when you can get away, you just can't wait. You be excited. You be antsy. You just want that time to come on. And you find yourself saying, I don't want to wish my life away, but I sure hope that July the 4th come on. We've been talking about getting off. I was so confused that Thursday I felt like it was Friday. And Friday, I didn't know what day it was. All I know is at 3 o'clock, Lord's will. I'll be up out of here for about a week or so. And I just thank God for the break. Thank God for the break. But you know how it is. Sometimes we suppress things and we go away. But there are things that you might be able to try to run away from. But you can go on vacation. But one thing about it, there's something that's still going to go with you in your mind. You got to take a minute to just take a breath and relax and enjoy life. And every now and then, as the young people say, you got to do you. You can't wait on everybody else. You got to understand that you got to have a little time for yourself. How many of you love vacation time? How many of you take advantage of your vacation time and just relax and do nothing? You ladies that clean up all the time and say, oh, it's vacation. I'm not cleaning up. I'm not cooking. It's vacation. You take a break away from the norm. That's what it's all about. And life is just like that. We go through so many different things in life, but don't let our economical situation dampen your spirit. The gas is high and food is higher, but if you're going to get to A and B, you got to have some gas. So just buy it and stop complaining about it. Yeah. I know you say you complain too. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have to fill up 2-3 times a week. But one thing about it is that if you want to do anything, you got to do what you got to do. Anybody in here understand that terminology? How many of you parked your car that hadn't been driving it at all? Now, you might not have driven as much as you used to drive, but you're still driving. You're still trying to go wherever it is that you need to go. And life is so full of uncertainties. And James asked the question on one occasion. He said, what is your life? Then he come back and said, it is a vapor that appeared for a little while, and then it vanisheth away. So you better take advantage of living while you're living. You can't keep putting off for tomorrow that tomorrow might not be. Of what I learned through this particular scripture is that if I would say, if the Lord's will, I'll do this or I'll do that, then I can make some plans for tomorrow. But if it's not in God's will, I'm just telling you what I think. But whatever God has in store for me, what God has in store for you, you ought to be a believer that it can come to pass. Vacation. Vacation is a period of rest from work, study, etc. It's that time when you just take a break away and not do some of the things that you've been normally doing. Truth be told, there are some people that may think you don't deserve a vacation. You know how it is when you got a job but you don't do nothing on the job. Or you got a job and you have go to the job. There's some folk in there that tell you don't deserve vacation. Every time I turn around, you out anyway. Anybody know any folk like that? But then there are some people that work all the time. Some people have to go all the time. And don't let it get you down. Be thankful, especially in this day and time, that you got something to call the job. We got to stop worrying about all the other things and just worry about God. God blesses and takes care of us 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And we have some people that work real hard that deserve to just take a little time for themselves, a little quality time to do some of the things that you'd like to do. You owe it to yourself to do more than just exist. See, I found out a long time ago that there's a difference between living and existing. And if you just do nothing in life but just go through life with complaints and gripes and murmuring, then you just exist. But if you're going to live, you got to stretch out on faith every now and then. You got to go out of your comfort zone every now and then. If you're going to live, you got to live. We talked about last week recognizing a new man. And we were reminded that from the dust of the ground, God made us and breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and we became living souls. But we also found out that we are also appointed a time that we got to die. So it does not matter who you are, how many gifts God has bestowed upon you, how gifted you are. I thank God for sharing this morning. Because most of my life I wished that I could play, but God didn't give me that gift. But there are a whole lot of musicians that can play anything that they want to play, but they're not going to live forever. They're going to work during their lifespan, and then it must move on to somebody else. We got to understand that it doesn't matter what a great leader you are, you're still going to leave this place called the earth. You're not going to be here always. The word of God lets us know that even out of all your accomplishments on this side of life, it's irrelevant if you think that you're all of that because of your leadership or because of your accomplishments. All of the things that you may have done in life, they probably were done because that's what God wanted you to do. God has a way of opening up some doors that men did not know existed. We got to understand that we got to live faithful lives before God and allow God to do the things that he wants to do in our life. But we got to understand that just like the man Moses, even though you do great things, even though you've been promised great things, there's always a limit as to all that you can do. As we look at our text this morning, dealing with a faithful and courageous leader by the name of Moses. Moses was God's agent in delivering the Hebrews from the slave labor camps of Egypt, mounting them up into a nation that would become the nation of Israel. Moses stood tall as he stretched out his rod and the people of God crossed the Red Sea. A leader that dealt with complaining and rebellion and even unbelief. Through a period of 40 years, he welded together a nation that became dedicated to God. Men and women of the world have wandered away from what they first believed. They don't do the things that God would have them to do. And just like the children of Israel, they murmur and complain about the blessings that God had bestowed upon them. Moses led and brought the people all the way to the edge of the promised land. But the Bible says he was not able to go across. Now, when we look in the word of God, the Bible says, and Moses went and spake these words unto all of Israel. He said unto them, I'm 120 years old. I can no longer go out and come in the way that I used to. The Lord said unto me, thou should not go over this Jordan. So even though God has promised us the promised land, God has brought me all the way this close that I can almost see it. I can almost taste it. But God has said, I cannot go across. So when we look here in the 31st chapter of Deuteronomy, what we find is the final words and acts of Moses. Moses takes this time to counsel and to let the children of God know what God's intent is for them. Now, Moses also had a successor by the name of Joshua. And Moses wanted Joshua to know that the same God that I've been trusting, I want you to know you can trust that God. And that's why I'm here this morning as an agent for God to let you, the people in the Fowl Chapel Baptist Church, know that that same God is still in business. He is still doing the thing that he said that he would do. He promised never to leave you, promised never to forsake you. And I believe God to still be that kind of God. The Bible says, Moses said, the Lord thy God, he will go over there with you. He will help you possess the land. And then he sort of pointed out and let Joshua know, Joshua, let me tell you something. The Lord shall give them upon their face. He may do according to them all the commandments which I have commanded you. In other words, Joshua, you heard what I said unto Moses. And I told Moses that I was going to take the land away from the people. I told Moses that we were going to cross over to what we'll call the promised land. And when you get in the promised land, everything is going to be all right. You got to understand, Joshua, that the God that you serve, he know what you got to go through. He know that every day is not going to be a sunny day. He know you're going to have some highs and you're going to have some lows. You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. Some good days and some bad days. But he said, be strong and be of good courage. Fear not be afraid of them.
For the Lord thy God, he will do what he said he'd do. Moses called Joshua off to the side and said, Joshua, I want you to know this morning, be strong and be of good courage, for they must have gone with the people of God. Know that God will go with you all the way. The Lord said that if you go where he wants you to go, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I thank God for Moses. For Moses realized that he served the mighty God. Realized that God would do just what he said he'd do. I stopped by to tell somebody that we serve a God this morning. That even during the week of July 4th, God never takes a vacation. God is always on the job. Never worrying about getting off the job. Never worrying about when am I going to get my time. All time belongs to God. There's nothing down here on this side of life that ought to be able to keep you from getting to God. Paul said to the Hebrews, don't covet what your neighbor got. Be thankful for that you have. Be content, hallelujah, Jesus, with the thing that you already have, so you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. For the Bible said that the Lord will not leave me nor forsake me. Anybody in the house know that God will keep his word? The Bible said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Anybody in the house, do you really want to serve the Lord? I stopped by to tell you, it might be vacation time, but don't take a vacation on God. You better learn to serve God with all your heart. I heard the word of the Lord say, come unto me and rest. I heard God tell the people that I'm going to be your God. I will not change. I'm the same today as I was yesterday. But I'm glad Brother David had a mind what it was to serve God. It's an ongoing process. Not just when you feel like it. Not just when it suits your case. But at all times, I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall boast in the Lord. The humble shall be here thereof, and they will be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us, not me, not you, not just the choir, but let us magnify, exalt his name forever. I sought the Lord. I've been looking for God. I called on his name and he heard my cry. He delivered me. I looked at him. I got lit all up. I was not ashamed. I heard the poor man begin to cry. I don't know how I'm going to make it. But the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. The Bible says, oh, fear the Lord, oh, ye his saints, for there is no want in the saints of God. God will take care of his own. I stop by to tell somebody that God I serve never takes a vacation. He's always, always on his job. Morning, noon, and night, God is on his job. When you're up and when you're down, God is on his job. It does not matter the day of the week, the month of the year, the time of the hour. God is still right there. So I thank God that I serve a God that late in the midnight hour, when I'm laid back and I slumber and I sleep, God is not asleep. God does not take vacation. Every now and then, when I get off of work, I take what I call a power nap. But what I love about God, he don't take naps. He's always watching, always waiting, always blessing. I wonder, do anybody know that the Lord will do what you need him to do? Anybody glad that God is an on-time God? Anybody glad that he's a right now God? See, you gotta have an anyhow praise. Hallelujah, anyhow. Dance happy, hallelujah, anyhow. Food's happy, hallelujah, anyhow. I don't have a whole lot, but hallelujah, anyhow. My body is in pain, but hallelujah, anyhow. God Jehovah, the lily of the valley, the bright in the morning star, the one that sits high and looks down low. He never, never takes a vacation. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to close. If anybody deserves a vacation after putting up with us, it's God. God never takes a vacation. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever.